This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Officials with the Southern Ute Tribe are working to repatriate human remains that were stolen a century ago. Xavier Watts says if the Southern Ute take possession of the remains housed at Western Colorado University in Gunnison, they would be returned to southwestern Colorado.
We'll find a place near as possible where they were found so they can go back to where they were looted from. And we'll do a ceremony there.
The Southern Ute were one of four tribes to express interest in helping the university fulfill requirements set by the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. Environmental protections may be coming for the Thompson Divide. CPR's Molly Cruz reports the temporary protections come after decades of lobbying.
The 200,000-acre region, spread across four counties on the western slope, is known for its rugged beauty. But some conservation groups, ranchers, and recreationists say it's under threat from oil and gas extraction. A recent proposal from the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management to block future energy development could change that and block oil and gas activity in the region. The agency will make a final decision in the spring. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
A judge has ruled that Democratic lawmakers must stop using a private voting system in the state legislature. The ranking tool, known as quadratic voting, was adopted a few years ago. It lets lawmakers vote anonymously on which bills they believe should be prioritized. But conservative groups sued, saying the system broke Colorado's open meetings law, and the court agreed. Much of Colorado is getting snow today, but the amount of snow that has collected in some watersheds is much lower than it typically is this time of year. Snowpack in all of the state's basins are tracking lower than the 30-year average. In the mountains, today's snow continues through the rest of the week along the Front Range. It's mostly sunny again tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.